Hello and welcome to this new episode of J'améliore mon anglais, a podcast series from langonaut.com. Today we're going to talk about the consequences of the year 2008 on the BBC's senior management. Well, I think it's very appropriate that we're doing this episode fully in English, because we're talking about something in the United Kingdom. So as I was saying, we're going to talk about the BBC and, well, senior management, but mostly we're going to talk about salary. A little bit of vocabulary to be ready to understand this article. Oh, sorry, the title first. BBC announces pay freeze and no bonuses for managers. This article is dated 2009, which is why I was saying it's just after the crisis, financial crisis of 2008. I made a few cuts, but you'll see the story itself, it's enough. If you want to read it all, then you'll find the link on langonaut.com to go on Wiki News. So yeah, let's see the vocabulary. A pay freeze, as we see in the title, a pay freeze is a pay or salary that doesn't change. Freeze, F-R-E-E-Z-E, a pay freeze. And then we have a pay cut. So a pay cut, it's a pay that is lower than before. So by your position, you can have a pay rise when a pay is higher than before. So we have a pay freeze, a pay cut, and a pay rise. To scrap is to decide to stop a plan or to stop an idea. Scrap, S-C-R-A-P. A pay rate, it's the agreed payment. So something which is agreed between the employer and the employee, which is usually the rate can be hourly, monthly, sometimes it's weekly or annually, a pay rate. The executive management board. The executive management board, it's the group of people responsible for organizing the company. The board, B-O-A-R-D. A deputy. A deputy, it's someone who is just below the rank of a leader or manager, for example, and who is given some of their power. So sometimes the manager has too much work and his deputy is going to do some of the work. A settlement. Settlement is an agreement at the end of a negotiation. Sometimes it includes money, but not always. A settlement. The license fee. Well, the license fee, we have it in most countries. It's the tax that people pay to watch public TV. Coupled with. Coupled with is when you put two things together. So it could be A coupled with B, which is similar to B in addition to A. The credit crunch. So that's how we call in English the economic crisis of 2008. Credit crunch. C-R-U-N-C-H. Crunch. So I read again the vocabulary, but only in English. A pay freeze. A pay cut. A pay rise. A pay rate. To scrap. The executive management board, a deputy, the settlement, the license fee, coupled with the credit crunch. So let's read this article first a little bit slowly before we move on to the second part and have it a little faster with the question that I usually ask you. BBC announces pay freeze and no bonuses for managers. More than 400 senior managers within the United Kingdom's BBC, which employs around 28,500 people, have been told that they face a real terms pay cut as bonuses and pay rises are scrapped this financial year. Tuesday's announcement said that bonuses will not now be paid and pay rates will stay fixed until 2010. The BBC's executive management board, including Director General Mark Thompson, his deputy Mike Byford, and the director of BBC Vision, Janet Bennett, did not take their bonuses for 2009 and have already had their pay frozen. Senior staff will have their bonus plan abandoned, whilst junior staff have been told to expect any pay increases to be modest. The BBC is under budget constraints after receiving a licence fee settlement below the amount management felt it required. Coupled with the effect of the credit crunch, the BBC is believed to need to find £1.7 billion in savings between now and 2013. So that's the situation at the BBC just after the credit crunch, plus the issue with the amount that they have been paid for the licence fee, so the TV tax, which is, I imagine, it's distributed between different TV companies. So the BBC didn't get as much as they hoped for. Before we move on to the second part and the faster reading and the usual question, just to remind you, if you like this podcast, then tell your friends, tell your colleagues, and also let me know why you're using it. Have a look at the website longonaut.com, where you will find the ebook about changing your career or how to use English when you want to change your career. Also, you will find a lot of helps, videos and articles to help you improve your English. Second part. So first we're going to see the vocabulary, then a faster reading, and finally the little question. A pay freeze, it's a pay that doesn't change. A pay cut, it's a pay that is lower than before. And a pay rise is a pay that is higher than before. A pay rate, it's the agreed payment. So pay rate can be hourly, monthly, weekly, annually. To scrap is to decide to stop a plan or an idea. The Executive Management Board is the group of people responsible for organising the company. A deputy is someone just below the rank of a leader who is given some of their power. A settlement, it's an agreement at the end of a negotiation, sometimes including money, but not always. The license fee, it's the tax that people pay to watch TV. Coupled with means in addition to. And the credit crunch, it's the name of the economic crisis of 2008. BBC announces pay freeze and no bonuses for managers. More than 400 senior managers within the United Kingdom's BBC, which employs around 28,500 people, have been told that they face real terms pay cut as bonuses and pay rises are scrapped this financial year. Tuesday's announcement said that bonuses will not now be paid and pay rates will stay fixed until 2010. The BBC's Executive Management Board, including Director General Mark Thompson, his deputy Mike Byford, and the Director of BBC Vision, Janet Bennett, did not take their bonuses for 2009 and have already had their pay frozen. Senior staff will have their bonus plan abandoned, whilst junior staff have been told to expect any pay increases to be modest. The BBC is under budget constraints after receiving a licence fee settlement below the amount management felt it required. Coupled with the effects of the credit crunch, the BBC is believed to need to find £1.7 billion in savings between now and 2013. Now, here is my question to you. What do you think of the public TV tax compared to other TV systems available, like Netflix, Apple TV, Amazon Prime TV? What do you think? That's all for today. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time. Bye!